Sir Benjamin. There is a fantastic theorem that's put out by Sarah Hanna Radcliffe, who's a famous child psychologist, an Orthodox psychologist. She herself is quite a muhus of a Kiddush Hashem. And she describes the clear method. And at first glance, this really is the wrong slot. After Musar, we have Shalom Bayis, Chinuch Banim. And this is a Yesod in Chinuch HaBanim, but I think is one of the most important messages that I could share with Talmidim and Avreichim. And the clear method is about training a child in ideals that the parents want their children to imbibe. And the clear method is a summary of CLR. And what a parent is supposed to do is supposed to comment on a child's behavior and then label the behavior for the child. Labeling is when the parents decide what are the ideas that they want their child to internalize. So there are certain labels that you, both young Bachurim and certainly Avreichim, should start thinking about. What do you want your child to be? Generous, thoughtful, intelligent, whatever it might be. So you comment on the action, you label the action, in other words, you recognize and show the child what they did, you label it, and then you reward as appropriate. Keep this in mind, the clear method. Torah HaKadosh describes at the end of this week's parasha in Vayera, a fascinating pasuk. This is really Temin Chassidus, this is not Musar. It's really, really deep pasuk. Perik Chav Beis pasuk. Vayomer Avram el Na'arav, Shvu lachem in poyim achamor. Stay over here with the donkey, he says to the other young lads. Vani v'anar nelcha koy, and I and Yitzchak are going to go to koy. We're going to go to a place of koy. Here we have two extremely important words. Very short words. And they are poi. Poi means here. And koi is the cryptic word over here. We're going to go until that place, koi. The Psikta Rapsi picks up on that word. And he points out that in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Medrash points out that in Parshas Lech Lecha, Rashi already alludes to this, but I'm going to use the Lashon of the Psikta itself. That in Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Koi Yezaracha, that your children will be like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Avraham Avinu the stars, and he says, Koi Yezaracha. So there's Poi, and that is here. That's where the Chamor is, Poyim HaChamor. And then you have Koi Yezaracha, that's the children of Avraham Avinu, that's in this place called Koi, that's unique, that's special. What does that mean? What is koi? What is poi? Klal Yisrael is koi, and the chamor is poi. What do those words signify? By the way, notice, what's the numerical value of koi? What's the gematria? Koi is 25. What's the Shem Hashem? What's Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. One off of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's very significant. Says Rashi, in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Tazvav, Pasuk Hei, Hotziu Michaloloi Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu from the orbit of this world, V'igbiya L'malo Min HaKachavim, and He raised him above the stars. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised him up, and He said, Koi. Koi, I'm going to argue tonight, is clarity. If you see from my perspective, Koi Yezaracha. This is how your children are going to be. Zok de heiliges vasemes. Shekol neshamos Yisrael nimshachim milamala min hashamayim. We come from a very high place. A place that is full of Kedusha, and every single one of us, no matter what we've done, no matter all the averus that we've done, but our neshamos come from a very high place, and a place of clarity. Koi yezarach, exactly this way. Poi means here in the present right now. The chamor the most mundane and most basic parts of existence is rooted in what you see, what's in front of you, what's here. Nelcha ad koy, Avraham Avinu says, we don't understand, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a clarity, and that's the clarity of Koyi Ezeracha. In Kinos, there's a kina on Tisha B'Av where we cry out, Eikoy, which is of course a play on the word of Eicha. Eicha has many, many different words to it. One of the things we cry out is, Eikoy, where is that promise of Koyi Ezeracha? And in the Kinos they respond. All part of those words, Eiko, or Eicha, is also Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? What is your perspective? Is your perspective Po Imachamor? Are you here just in the material world? Or is your perspective something that's greater? Is it that perspective Mehabota Milmala Lamata? In order for a person to not simply go through life like a donkey, then a person needs to apply the clear method to their own lives. And that is, what are your labors? What is your clarity? What are your labels? What do you really aspire for? Do you reward yourself for those dreams? Do you comment to yourself when you succeed or chas v'chalila fail? And that, Rabotai, is the entire difference between the secret of Klal Yisrael and the life of a chamor. But it's not easy. Avraham Avinu himself is not simply saying Nelcho ad ko with absolute confidence. He doesn't know exactly how it's going to end. And there are people who are going to discourage you from your dreams. Steve Maraboli in the book Life, the Truth, and Being Free says, people who lack the clarity, courage, or determination to follow their own dreams will often find ways to discourage yours. There's going to be things along the way. Avraham Avinu says, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Koyi Azaracha, yet at the same time, I don't understand the whole picture. I'm commanded to take Yitzchak to Akedah. That's because, as we mentioned, the gematria of Koi is 25. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yudkei Vavkei, Hashem Echad, is Mashlim, the last component. The clarity of Koi requires one more piece, and that is Kutcha Brichu, who has that perspective of Malo Mata. If you think about it, that's Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a charge, go, Lech Lecha, go. But only later on, sometimes will you have the Vayera, will you have the clarity? Will you be able to see the whole picture? And if you think about that, that's exactly the name Yerushalayim. Nelcha Adko, we're going to go to that place. What's that place? That's called Har HaMoriah, Har Yera'eh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us the Shleimus that we don't see yet. Where does the word Shalem come from in Yerushalayim? The answer is Parshas Lech Lecha. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Yerushalayim is a tziruf of the Shleimus of Koi of 25 with Yera'eh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills in that last gap. That's Yerushalayim. That's Parshas Lech Lecha going to Parshas Vayera. So Rabosai, ask yourself, have you applied the clear method to yourself so one day you'll be able to apply that to your children? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. Because otherwise there are so many people in the world that just simply go through life poem achamor. Even criminals, lahavdil el falfei avdolos, have to have clarity. I've mentioned in the past to the Talmidim the phenomenon that there was once a fellow who was driving along and a cop pulled him over, and it was not for the reason that a cop normally pulls him over. In that county they had actually thought of a brilliant idea, and the idea was that if someone follows the law and the cops will follow behind them for about 5-10 minutes, they're going to give them a cash reward, cash incentives, going back to the Bush era. So, who knows what Trump is going to do. So, I'm afraid to think. So the cop was behind him. He pulls the guy over, and he says, "You should know I've been following you for 10 minutes. You're entitled to a $100 cash reward." So the cop is filling it out for him. He says, "By the way, what are you going to do with the money?" So the guy doesn't have the clarity. He says, "I think I'm going to get myself a real license." The cop says, "What?" His wife, who's sitting next to him, says, "Don't listen to him. He's drunk." The cop is about to ask him to get out of the car, and then the guy in the back says, "How could he be drunk if he stole the car?" So the cop says, "Everybody out of the car." As everybody gets out of the car, a kid comes out of the trunk and he says, "Have we passed the border yet?" So Rabosai, in order to be a successful criminal, you need to have clarity. And lahavdil, elif alfe havdalos, the alibi has to be clear. The Baal Shem Tov says, we learned from the Poshim, then we also have to have clarity in what our she'ifos are. What is it that we really want? At this time of the year, it's very common that I find learning with second and third year boys that many of them ask, "Why are we going to learn Biyun? Why should we not learn Biyun? We enjoy it. It's beautiful. But at the end of the day, Rebbe, 2 or 3 years in yeshiva and get married, go out to work, I'm not going to be able to learn Biyun. Why should I even do it in the first place?" So I bring Balabatim to my house for my Talmidim in the daily shir. And I bring Balabatim who are successfully still learning Biyun in their late 30s and their 40s. And God willing, I hope to be learning with them when we're in our 90s. Then they'll be in Kol HaOlam Yirtzeh Hashem. And one of the fellows is a dentist. His name is Dr. Daniel Fruchter. And the guy asked him a question. And Dr. Fruchter said that when I was in dental school, the professor described us, you have two types of dentists. One type of dentist is the same dentist that he was in third year dental school. And then there's another dentist who, because of his approach, he grows exponentially, and he's not the same dentist he was in his third year and his fourth year. And when he's been a dentist for 20 years, he's worlds apart than when he was in his third year. And he said, Iyun is what sets you on the track, that if you set your mind to it, that your limud, no matter what you are, no matter what you do professionally, if you work on your amelus batorah now, and really trying to understand the depths of Torah, the type of Talmud Chacham you're going to be is not going to be comparable. Just like the third-year dentist compared to the 40-year-old dentist. Lahavdil alf alfi adolos. But for that, you need to have the clear method. You need to have a label. You need to have the she'ifa. You need to have the aspiration. Who and what do I want to become when I'm 40, 45 years old? I was blown away. I have a friend. He's younger than me. I remember when he came back from Yeshiva HaKotel. He's probably around Rav Binyamin's Tkufa. Came back to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hanan. That's Yeshiva University. He came back to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hanan. And he sat next to me in the back of the Beis Medrash, in what we call the main building. His name is Rav Yoni Levin. Rav Yoni Levin now makes a Siyum Hashas every year. And I thought that was only something that Reb Chaim Kanievsky does. And the answer is no, Chaim. It's something that if a person has a dream for and he sets his mind to it, he could accomplish it. Koyi ezaracha. A perspective mimala limata. And a person could go so far. There's an awesome book that just came back out. It's about Rebbetzin Machlis, Zichrona Livracha. The stories there are mind-boggling. I'm not going to tell you a mind-boggling story about Rebbetzin Machlis. Read it read the book. Those who are zocha to be in the house know how amazing she was and how amazing their family is. There's one story that happens to involve my family. Happens to involve my father-in-law, but has nothing to do with Rebbetzin Machlis. It's in the book. My father-in-law's family, my wife's grandparents, the Summers, were good friends with the Lustigs. Lustigs, Rebbetzin Machlis' maiden name was Henny Lustig. And what Sarah Yechaved Riegler in the book pointed out is she heard a story. This is what my father-in-law told Rebbe Avram Willig, and it's made its way into the book. story is a very simple story that has to do with her parents. My father-in-law was a teenager. He didn't have a job in the summer. Mr. Lustig had a successful candy business. And basically, almost as a favor, he invited my father-in-law to come help him out for the summer as a summer job. My father-in-law said he just had begun to learn how to drive. By the way, he's a great driver now, and he knows cars really well. But he says as a 16-year-old, Mr. Lustig asked him to back up the car. And he backed up the car. You know, it was a mistake that when you go in reverse, you turn the opposite direction, you know? So he didn't know that you're supposed to turn the other way. And bang, he banged into the car behind him. So he went into Mr. Lustig, 16-year-old kid that doesn't know how to drive. He goes into Mr. Lustig and he says, and he had done him a favor by even giving him the job in the first place. He bashfully tells him that he banged up the car. And he said Mr. Lustig was fine with it. And my father-in-law said he never heard about it again. That was it. Didn't hear anything about it. Mrs. Riegler points out that Rebbetzin Machlis' legendary approach to Gashmias, the fact that she left everything she had open to everybody, that seed was already planted by her father because her father already had a clear attitude to what's really important in this world. To help a 16-year-old boy, and when he smashes up your car and somebody else's car, that is not what's really, really important. When you plant that in your children, when you plant that in yourself, then you have no idea how far that clarity could go. That koi, that clarity inside of yourself, the clear label of what's important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu milamala lamata, when he's mashlim the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it'll be mind-boggling of what else could be accomplished. But that's only if a parent has clarity what's important when they teach their children. That's only if you have clarity of what your she'ifos are. If you have that clarity, then Be'ezer Hashem, you will go so much farther. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could raise us up Mata, and to be zochet to that madrega that the Sfas Emes describes, Sheheraloi, Shekol Nishmos Yisrael Nimshachim, Milamala Menashemai.